Hello there, hi. Just wanted to make a comment actually on what's happened today regarding the decision by the United Nations Security Council, which has decided to send in approximately 300 United Nations monitors into Syria. And I don't think many people need reminding, but this Assad regime has killed countless people, including his father. Throughout his networks of torture cells and his army and his sort of paid thugs who have actually sort of tortured people ranging from hospital patients to young children. And the advantage of the actual decision today would be in the hope of paving the way for demonstrations to go ahead within the actual cities across Syria, ranging from Aleppo to Damascus. Now, the regime will not tolerate this, and it's evident today that people are still dying, and the bombings continued within the actual major cities, including Homs. Some draw parallels with the Iraqi inspectors, where the actual sort of United Nations inspectors were, in the end, asked to leave. Now, again, they had a positive effect, but that was a different mission. That was a mission to look for weapons. This is a mission to look for torture. So it's different in many ways. The regime will fight back, and the reason why that is that hundreds and thousands of people from the Alawite tribe, who are influential people within the army, the generals, they will not want to relinquish power. And what will happen ultimately is that they will fight back. They will not surrender because they have blood on their hands. And some may say that the positive is that the death toll has been reduced. It's early days yet, and you can call me skeptical regarding these matters, but I think the history suggests that this person and his cronies will not change. However, there is some kind of glimmer of hope, and that is the Chinese and the Russians. The fact that they have actually agree to this resolution is in a way positive, because the next step would be regarding this the monitoring is if they are not working and people continue to be killed, then the next step would be military intervention. And the advantage of these if this is that the Chinese and Russians are already on board, and they would be obliged to take the next step together. Before they were refusing to sign, and because they were out of the system of the United Nations regarding these matters, it was much more difficult. So the next few days will be crucial.